This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, December 5th. God's word to you today is the Testament. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 19, verse 10, from the New King James Version, and it says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, 'See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It is wise to hide until it is time to shine.'" Matthew 2 verses 14 and 15 say, "That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken about the prophet, 'I called my son out of Egypt.'" This was Jesus, God himself, that they were carrying and running into hiding. However, what I have discovered in my years of pastoring and discipling people is, God is hiding some people. Meanwhile, they are struggling to come out of hiding because they want to shine. You need to understand these things. Lack of understanding can be very costly. It is like when something is uncooked. It is not yet ready to be served. God is still hiding you because you are not yet ready. If Jesus could be hidden, if they could carry Jesus and run, then who are we? If God says run, run. There is no shame in running or hiding. The eighth prophecy we will be examining is, the Messiah would have a forerunner with a message preparing the way. Isaiah 40 verses 3 to 5 says, "Listen, it is the voice of someone shouting, 'Clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make a straight highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken." The fulfillment is in Luke 3 verses 3 to 5. Please read. The accuracy of these prophecies cannot be ignored or downplayed. So how is this relevant to us? Please do this as your homework. The ninth prophecy we are considering is, the Messiah would be rejected by his own people. The prophecy in Psalm 69 verse 8 says, "Even my own brothers pretend they do not know me. They treat me like a stranger." Also read Isaiah 53 verse 3. This is fulfilled in John 1:11, which says, "He came to his own people, and even they rejected him." John 7 verse 5 says, "For even his brothers didn't believe in him." The relevance is, you may be going through a season where the people around you do not believe in you or in your vision. If they mocked Jesus, if his brothers did not believe in him, you should accept that you are not greater than your master Jesus. Sometimes, people will not see what you can see. Even people that see will be antagonistic at times. Sometimes it is your parents, the very people you look to for affirmation, that will deny you. Then we equate that to mean that God does not approve of us, and that is wrong. Do not be discouraged. Draw strength from God. Rejection from men does not negate the approval of God. Jesus still fulfilled his destiny, in spite of the fact that even his brothers did not believe him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I am not who men say I am. I am not even who I say I am. I am who God says I am, and I will fulfill my destiny in God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.